Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Amen. It's a blessing and an honor to be coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. And praise God. I want you to know that the chat room is open and the phone lines will be open as well in order for us to enter into a dialogue about today's topics. As you know, on Thursdays, I do Woman to Woman, which is a program that the Lord has inspired me to do specifically for women. I know that men come in and men are always welcome to listen as well as to participate in this particular broadcast. However, it is my desire to speak to the hearts of women everywhere, women who are saved, women who are not saved, women who are Christian, women who are atheist, women who are Muslim, women across every walk of life. And it is my desire that you will come to know Jesus Christ the way that I know him, as Lord, as Savior, as friend, as comforter, as counselor, as redeemer. It is my desire that you will know God the way that I do through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. However, if that's not you and if that's not where you are, I encourage you, I admonish you, I exhort you to keep listening, because I am confident that the content within these broadcasts on Thursday will enlighten you and will edify you and will encourage you and will exhort you to have the type of life that God has ordained for you to have. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And while you're at it, tell somebody about Woman to Woman. Amen. Every Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time for 1 hour. If you can commit to 1 hour, your life will be enhanced. Amen. Amen and praise God. Well, I'd like to start with prayer, so let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and I magnify your name today. I give you the glory, the honor, the praise for all that you are, for all that you have done, for all that you continue to do in my life. And I ask, Father, right now that you come in, Holy Ghost, come in, Jesus Christ, come into this place and make your dwelling amongst us as we go into this dialogue about being a woman of God, about being a good wife, about what we should do when we encounter abuse in our relationship. So, Lord, open our eyes so that we can see, open our ears so that we can hear what it is that you have to say to us on today. Heal broken hearts. Save lives, save souls, change lives, make our lives better. Give us life and give us that life more abundantly. Don't let one person that listens to this broadcast leave the same way that they came in. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I allow the Lord today, amen. I boast in the Lord. I praise the Lord. I give him the highest praise, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. I welcome all of you, everyone who's streaming and everyone who's in the chat room. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and today we're going to be talking about some very intricate, delicate subjects. What do you do when the man that you love is dealing treacherously with you? What do you do when the man is shaking you and pushing you and slapping you and throwing you to the ground? What do you do? Do you stay? Do you leave? Do you call the police? What do you do? Do you love him anyway? If you're married to this man, do you divorce him? Do you separate? Do you pray? What do you do when the man that you love is abusing you? Should you stay or should you leave? And another thing that we're going to be talking about is what makes a good wife, whether you're single or married. This is a topic that you want to stay tuned for. What makes a good wife? The Bible tells us that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Are you already that good thing? Do you know it? Do you know that you are somebody? Do you know that you're already precious before you become the wife? And even after you're married, do you realize that it's not your husband's validation, it's not what your husband thinks about you that makes you a good wife? So we're going to be talking about some things that make a woman a good wife. Listen, call some of your friends and tell them to tune in. This is something that women everywhere need to be talking about. And today on Woman to Woman, we're going to tackle these topics. I want to welcome Mindy BTR to the chat room. God bless you. And everybody else who's joining us via chat and stream. By way of announcements, I'll let you know that our church, my husband and I, pastor a church, New Creation Christian Ministries, and that's at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So if you're in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, anywhere in that area, feel free to come over. Make the trip. You will be surely glad that you did. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord dwells in that place. We love Jesus. We love him. We love him. We love him. And we are people empowered by God for greatness. Are you one? Are you one who knows that you have been empowered by God for greatness? Amen. That's what we do. That's who we are. Amen. And that is truly what we believe. So thanks again for joining. And I'm also the author of some books. You can find my books on Amazon.com and also at nccmonline.org and dpc-books.com. You can find the books that I've written. The books that I have written are to empower women. So that is what my calling is. I dedicate my life to serving God in the area of empowering women. And by the grace of God, I am who I am. I've been through some stuff. I have been through some stuff. My wisdom has been gained by the experiences that the Lord has allowed me to live through, to survive, amen, and to conquer. So you're sitting at the feet of someone who knows, someone who has been there, done that, and I am certainly not going back. Amen? Amen. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this abuse issue. Your husband, your boyfriend, you might not even be married to the man, and all of a sudden you find that he is cursing you out. He's even pushed you a couple of times. Or maybe he's hit you. Maybe he's gone as far as to hit you. And see, one thing that you have to realize about people who are abusive, the first thing that you notice is that there is definitely an anger issue. The Bible tells us to be slow to anger, slow to speak, and quick to listen. So you'll notice when somebody snaps off and gets angry to the point where they are consumed, where you are scared, where you feel like your life is in danger or that your health is in danger, that you're not in the area of safety, then that is definitely something to be concerned about. You know, when somebody snaps on you, they're one way one minute and another way the next minute. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You love the good part of him. You love Dr. Jekyll, but Mr. Hyde is a little bit scary. As a matter of fact, he's a lot scary. And you tiptoe around on eggshells, trying not to upset this man who can go off in an explosive rage at any minute for nothing. Maybe his food is cold, or maybe the house is not clean, or the kids are a little bit scruffy after playing outside all day. And he finds every reason that he can to complain and to go off, to fly off the handle. And this is a warning sign. If you're not married and you are dating a man who, when you look into his eyes when he's angry and you get scared, that spells danger. You know, that's the type of man that you probably want to hold off on marrying. As a matter of fact, that's the type of man that you probably want to hold off on being in the relationship with, because there's a problem there. There's an anger issue. If he gets angry very quickly, and if he begins to push you, or if he twists your arm, or if he calls you out of your name, if he calls you the B word, or if he calls you a whore or a slut, anything that's not an endearing term, that's a warning sign. I'm talking right now about women who are dating men who have a tendency for anger. That's a warning sign. That's a man that you probably don't want to continue to be in relationship with, because he has anger issues. And I'm not talking about marriage yet. We're going to get to marriage, because it's a whole different spin for marriage. Now, if the man is pushing you, if he puts his hands around your throat, if he threatens you, if he hits you, if he punches you, if he slaps you, if he kicks you, then the warning is off the chart. We're way beyond a red alert. We have moved beyond a red alert. What we're saying is that is not a safe zone for you in that relationship any longer. When it moves from talking to actions, when it moves from calling names to throwing punches, then you know that you are in relationship with someone who is a threat to your life. I don't know any other way to say this, but you are in relationship with someone who is a threat to your life, and you need to run. You need to run. When the man moves from calling you names to hitting you, and when the man moves from threatening you to actually putting his hands on you in an aggressive manner, then it's time for you to leave. I said it. Christian, non-Christian, whatever your religious belief is, it's time for you to leave. Now, if you're not married to this man, if we find ourselves in an abusive relationship and we're not married to the man, it's easy. Leave. Get out. Stay out. Don't go back. And this includes if you're living together. You know, sometimes we get caught up in these situations because we put the cart before the horse. Sometimes we end up living with someone because we went ahead and messed around and had sex with that person. And the intimacy at that level was so good that we now felt like we could not live without him. So when he offered us to move in together, we saw that as the next step towards marriage, or we saw that as the next thing to do. So we went ahead and lived with the guy. Now, if you're living with someone, if you're shacking up, if you're abiding in the same home with a man who is not your husband, and the Lord has me saying this too, even if you're abiding in the same home with a woman and you're living in a homosexual relationship with a woman and you're in intimacy, sexual intimacy, and you're a woman with that woman, both of those scenarios are outside of the will of God for your life. So what I'm saying to you is fornication, sexual relationships outside of marriage is always outside of God's will for your life. So the first thing that you want to do is get back into God's will, which means that it's time to move out. It's time for you to get your own place, or for you to tell that person that they have to move and get their own place. This will alleviate you living with someone who's abusive. And I have to say this because the Holy Spirit is leading me to say this. There are many cases where you will find yourself, if you're a woman and you've been tempted to go down the road to homosexuality, there are many cases where you will find yourself in a relationship as a woman with another woman who's very aggressive, who wants to fight you, who wants to beat up on you, who wants to curse you out, who wants to call you names that are outside of your name. And that's because homosexual women often have anger issues just because of the stigma of being a lesbian or a homosexual. So there's a lot of anger already involved with that particular person, that because of unresolved issues, because of things that they have to deal with, because of the inner fight that there is in the world saying is wrong, but everything in that person is saying that it's right because it feels right to her. So what I'm saying is, often you'll find yourself into a relationship with a man or a woman who has issues, and they are taking out the aggression on you. They're taking out their problems on you. So if you're living in a relationship with someone and you're not married to them, then it's a good thing to go ahead and move out. That's going to help you right there. That's your first step, to say, you know what, I'm moving out because this is not right. If you're a Christian woman, you definitely should not be shacking up. Amen. So now let's go back to relationships. If you're in a relationship with a man, okay, and that man is aggressive, I've already said it, and I'm going to say it again. He does not love you. Because the thing is, he's going to come to you, and he's going to say, baby, I love you. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians 13, and the phone lines are open. You can call in because we're going to talk about this, and I'm the type of pastor that I believe that we should be able to dialogue about practically living out the word of God in our lives, which means I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay, I'm not here to be popular. I don't really, I know this might sound cold, but personally, I don't really care how many people like me for me and my personality, and how many people don't like me for me and my personality. What I'm really more concerned about is that you see the God in me, and that you hear the love that I have for you as a person that God has sent me and ordained me to minister to. You're not a member of my church, but you're a member of God's church. So I'm, as a pastor, universally am called to minister wherever I go. So that's what I do as a minister of the gospel. I minister wherever I go. And I'm not trying to get you to join my church. I'm not trying to get you to send me any money. I'm trying to help you to live the life more abundantly that God has called you to live. To live the life more abundantly that Jesus Christ came and lived and died and got up for, so that you could live. You should not be defeated, not even in your relationships. You should not be defeated in your marriage. Amen. So basically, you can look at it like this. I'm here to help. I'm here to help in any way that I can. If I can pray with you, if I can counsel you, if I can pour out my heart to you and tell you all of my business, if I can sacrifice anything for you, that's what I'm here to do. Amen. And I pray that you receive it. So I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And yes, the truth hurts sometimes. You're better than that. You're better than just living with someone and that person cannot honor you by making you his wife. You're better than that. You're better than being somebody's down-low lover, than being the other woman, than being somebody's midnight body call where they need your body for an urge that they got in the midnight hour, if you know what I'm saying. You're better than that. You're not a piece of meat. You are a woman of God, wonderfully and fearfully made, fit for the kingdom of God, which means that you are a queen. You're a queen. You're a royal priesthood. And if a man does not see that, if he cannot see your value, then he is the wrong one, baby. He is not the one for you. He's the wrong one. he's the wrong one. So I'm just telling you to just know your value today. Know who you are. Don't let a man have the power to validate you. Don't let a man have the power to validate you. Let me say it another way. Don't give a man the power to invalidate you or make you feel worthless because he does not know how to value you, because he does not know how to treat you, because he does not have the capability of treating you like the precious jewel that you are, does not undermine your wealth. It does not take away from your wealth. In other words, you do not depreciate. Because he cannot appreciate you. Let me say that again. Your value does not depreciate because he cannot appreciate you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome our guest, guest 121. God bless you and welcome to the chat room. Again, the chat room is open. The phone lines are open. 646-652-4832. And I'm moving by the Spirit. I'm moving by the Spirit. I'm in the role of the prophet today, and I sense the anointing on me today to just move by the Spirit as we talk about these particular issues and other topics pertaining to us and our being women of God or pertaining to our womanhood. So I thank Pastor Anthony for being our covering today. Amen. Hallelujah. He is always with us on Thursdays. Even if he does not speak, he is covering me in this particular ministry to make sure that I'm covered. Amen. Hallelujah. So back to this abuse issue. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul tells us in 12:31, he says, Now I will show you the most excellent way. This is the excellent way. And I'm going to read about love, what love is, starting with verse 4. Amen. It says that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil and rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Amen. And that's basically it. If you could keep that in the forefront of your mind, when a man tells you that he loves you, then you will have the right kind of love. You won't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for love that is evil, that is violent, that is hurt, that hurts you in a physical way. Don't settle for it. I'm telling you, women of God, you are not somebody's punching bag. God did not create you to let somebody hit you or kick you or spit on you or push you or choke you. You were not created for that. You were created in the image of God. That means that you are worthy of honor and respect. I know I might not get a lot of people in this chat room today. I may not, but I know that a lot of people are listening to me right now. And I want you to hear me. God did not create you to be battered. Listen, I wrote a book called Nobody's Business. And in that book, there's a woman who works in a crisis center. Her name is Clara. And she helps women to deal with their issues. One is Patricia, who's being battered. Another is a woman, Lauren, who's in relationship with a man who's in and out of her life. Another one is with a woman who's being molested by her stepfather. Another character in the book doesn't believe that she's worthy of the love of a good man. All of these women with all of these different issues, and ultimately it all comes down to the fact that the message in the book has to be spoken. And that message is that women are more precious than rubies. And we're going to go through a lot of stuff in life. We'll find ourselves being misused and abused, neglected, taken advantage of, not appreciated for who we are. We'll find ourselves in marriages with men who can't love us. We'll find ourselves with the wrong man, looking for love in all of the wrong places. And we will find ourselves settling for less in our relationships. But the message that I put across in my book, Nobody's Business, as well as in The Cry of a Woman's Heart, which is another book that I wrote, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, as well as in Daddy Love, the message that I'm getting across to women everywhere and the message that I'm getting across on this weekly broadcast is that we are worth far more than rubies. And we have to know our value. And once we know our value, once you know your value, then no man can treat you less than what you're worth. Once you know your value, then you will not tolerate being treated less than what you're worth, amen, and you will be able to stand in a relationship and you'll be able to have a happy, productive, victorious relationship. So that's where I'm trying to bring us, amen, together. God bless you, Evangelist Luciano. God bless you. Good to see you. So what I'm saying is, women of God, women who's listening to me today, you deserve better than to be abused, and your life is at stake, okay? So for the married woman, too, now I'm going over to the married woman. If you're being verbally abused, you're going to stand through that. If you're being emotionally abused, God has given you the ability to stand because he says that he won't put any more on you than you can handle. If you have a husband who's cursing you out, calling you outside your name, then God's going to deal with him. You pray. You keep yourself in right relationship with God, and you give God all of your love and love yourself and then love your husband from the overflow of that love. And believe me, your husband will either do two things. Let me tell you in this situation what's going to happen. Either he will come around. As 1 Peter 3 says, he'll be won over by your godly character and by the way that you carry yourself in the Lord, or he's going to be pruned from your life if you allow God to prune him. I'm going to tell you the truth. I have always committed to tell the truth to the people that the Lord allows me to minister to. And I will tell you, John 15, Jesus says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. My Father is the gardener. He says that everything in me that bears fruit, everything in me that bears fruit will remain. But if you don't bear any fruit, you will be pruned. Amen. Hallelujah. You will be pruned. Whatever in your life that does not bear fruit will be pruned. Now, Evangelist says that he can't hear me, that he's lost sound. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. So there was a buffering going on in the system. But what I'm saying to you is, as you stay connected, Jesus says, stay connected to me, stay connected to the vine. As you stay connected to the vine, which is Jesus Christ, the true vine, and cleave to him and cling to him, abide in Jesus, and let the word of God abide in you, you will bear much fruit. As a matter of fact, Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says that if you delight yourself in the Lord and meditate on God's word day and night, you will be like that tree. You will be like a tree planted by streams of water. And you will bring forth much fruit in season, and everything that you do will prosper. And that includes your marriage. So you have to realize that as you stay connected to the vine, the true vine of Jesus, that you will have success in your relationships and in your marriage. And Jesus goes on to say, this is what Jesus says. He says, everything that does not bear fruit in your life will be pruned. everything that is not fruitful in your life will be cut away. So if you have a husband who is not lined up with the word of God and not doing what he's supposed to do, unfortunately for him, he's going to be cut away, which means that the Lord is going to allow a circumstance to happen that will allow for divorce. So you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is stand. It is my belief that if a man is treating a woman in a bad way, if he's cursing her out or neglecting her or withholding his body from her or not withholding his, or withholding his love from her, it is my belief that God will prune that man from her life, because God's desire is for a husband and a wife to live together in peace, and that's Bible. So if a man is dishonoring that wife and dishonoring the marriage vows, God will take away the good thing that he allowed that man to find. The Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. But if you misuse the wife, then you are throwing God's favor back in his face, and you lose that favor because you're an evildoer now. You are not a man of God. When you turn your back on the word of God and the way of God, then you're an evildoer, and God's favor will be stripped from you. So if you're a man and you're listening and you're abusing your wife and you're mistreating her, you're going to lose your favor. God is taking his hand from your life. So as a prophet of God, I declare to you to turn from your evil ways and turn back to God, to stop mistreating that woman. You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. You know you don't have the right to mistreat her. And even if you're putting your hands on her, you better stop, because that hand will be cut off. God will cut off the hand of every person who mistreats his men and his women of God. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you, man of God, take your hands off of that woman. Stop putting your hands on that woman, because you are going to bear the consequences of your deeds. You will reap the harvest of your wrongdoings. So that's a warning. You've been warned. Take your hands off of that woman. Amen. My God. Thank you, Jesus. So, woman, you're okay. Woman of God, you're protected. God is watching over you, and he's not going to let you. If you're married and a man is mistreating you, if he's not beating you, you can stand. If he's beating you, you can leave. You can leave. I'm not telling you to divorce him. I'm piggybacking on the program that my husband and I did on Tuesday. I'm not saying divorce him, because the Bible does not say you can divorce him if he hits you. I'm saying get to a safe place. Get yourself out of that household and get to a place of safety. Call a National Abuse Network and find out how you can safely leave, because your life is at stake. Too many women are being killed. I know too many women that are losing their sight. Too many women are having their eyes busted out. They're having themselves put into a coma. Too many women are having broken legs and broken arms, all in the name of religion, because they're going to church saying, "Pastor, my husband is beating me. What can I do?" And the pastor saying, "Pray and go home and stay." And I'm saying that it's not God's will. It's not God's will that you stay while the devil beats up on you. Amen. So two totally different scenarios. Unmarried and living together, you shouldn't be living together in the first place. Get out. Married and being beaten, time to go. Get you and your kids to a safe place. Tell your husband that you're not coming back until he gets some counseling. Amen. Tell him that he has to go to anger management. And he said, "Baby, I love you. You made me do it, or the devil made me do it." Then, look, it's not my fault that you beat me. You're lying. The devil is a liar. I cannot. There's nothing that I can do to you to make you put your hands on me. So you go get you some help, baby, because I'm better than that. That has to be your response. Go and get you some help. And when you figure out what your problem is and why you're so angry, then you can come back and talk to me. Check in with me. Let me know how you're doing. But until you get you some help, until you resolve that you won't put your hands on me, I'm not coming back. And listen to me. Listen, woman of God, God is speaking right now. Don't marry a man who has punched you. Don't you dare marry a man who has called you the B word or a whore. Don't marry a man who has pushed you and hemmed you up against the wall. Don't marry a man who has choked you or threatened your life or braced his hand. If you don't shut up, I'm going to knock. Don't you dare. Don't you dare marry him, because if you marry him, you're going to have misery all of the days of your married life. I'm standing as a prophet on the wall today, and I'm warning you, don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Don't marry a man whom you have already seen the signs. You see the signs. Why are you still dating him? Why are you calling him back and he has hit you? Why are you sitting around crying over him? Go to church, put on your dancing shoes, and barak the Lord, amen. Halal the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Tehillah the Lord. Go and praise the Lord with everything in you. And those are all Hebrew terms for praise. Evangelist Luciano did a teaching on that, the seven Hebrew terms for praise. And I also did one at my church the last 2 weeks, consecutive weeks. If you want a copy of that, you can email me or email Evangelist Luciano. He's Faith on the Air here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll show you how to praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God for taking that man out of your life. If he leaves you, whether he's your husband or your boyfriend, and he quits you, and he's been abusive to you, beating you, praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank God he's gone. Amen. I told you, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not coming to play. I can't play radio. I can't play church. I came to tell the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open for women. Even anybody who wants to call in. Pastor Emily, I praise God for my husband, who's with me, amen, covering me, amen. He doesn't talk too much on Thursdays because he knows this. You know, a woman, I'm trying to reach women. I am reaching women on these Thursdays. And I know these broadcasts are making a difference. And I'm binding up Satan in the name of Jesus that wants to make women think that they're these weak, insignificant creatures that have to take anything that comes down the pike. Now, if there's a good man worthy of praise, then we're going to worship the God for that man. We're going to worship our God for that man. But if he's a fool and doesn't know how to treat a good woman, then he's just a fool. And you know, the Bible talks about the foolish man. I'm in the Bible. The Bible talks about a foolish man who turns his back on the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God says, let me go ahead to the Bible. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, says, likewise, husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. The wisdom of God says that you have a good thing, that you found a wife. She's a good thing, and you've received my favor, God says, because you found this wife. Now live with her according to that knowledge. Live with her according to the knowledge that she is a good thing, that she's my chosen vessel, that I didn't create her from the dirt, that I took your rib, man, and I formed her and shaped her and molded her and gave her the curves and gave her everything that I knew that would be pleasing to you, that she would be a helpmeet suitable for her husband. that I formed her and shaped her and fashioned her and made her beautiful and made her wonderful and created her as an object of beauty to be praised by the man that would be able to look upon her beauty and say, whoa, man, this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones, and I'm going to protect her. I'm going to be her priest. I'm going to provide for her. That's a real man. That's not a foolish man. That's the kind of man you want, woman of God. Amen? That's the kind of man that you need. You don't need a roughneck. You don't need a homeboy. You don't need a thug. You don't need a bad boy who can't honor you and respect you. You don't want somebody else's guy. You don't need that. You don't want to run after somebody who's shown no interest in you. Make sure that he wants you before you want him. I don't mean to sound preachy, but I tell you, I got a certain mantle on me right now, and I have to just speak it like it comes to me, okay? Just bear with me as I tell you the truth. Don't hate me because I'm telling you the truth, okay? You know, just bear with me as I tell you the truth. Why do you want a man who doesn't want you? Why do you want a man who can't honor you? Why do you want a man who can't respect you? Why? Why, woman of God? Why? Why do we put up with nonsense in our dating? So many women, listen to me, you're not even married, but you're putting up with nonsense, and you know it. You're crying yourself to sleep at night because you found phone numbers in his pocket, and he's not even your husband. My God. As a matter of fact, he's somebody else's husband, creeping into your bed and then creeping back to his wife's bed. Woman of God, why do you do this? Why do you tolerate this? Why do you put yourself on such a low level as to accept second best? I'm an author. You've heard me say I write books. And I talk to women around the world, and they keep telling me that all the good guys are taken. That there's nothing better out there. All the good guys are in jail or they're gay, so they just take what's left. Let me tell you, you're being deceived because there are some good men out there, and what's left is not the bottom of the barrel. Hold out, woman, for the real deal. Stop settling for less. Stop settling for less. God has more in store for you. I guarantee you, if you do it God's way, you're going to be okay. If you do it God's way, you're going to be okay. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to move to the next topic. So I pray that we have it clear. First and foremost, if he's abusive in our relationship and we're not even married to him, then we're going to break it off with him, right? Secondly, if he's that's abuse in every form, if he abusive in any form and we're just dating him, we're breaking it off with him today. If I'm just dating you, just a boyfriend, I'm breaking it off with you. And for those of you who just tuned in, the Lord even spoke on lesbian relationships. If she's a girlfriend that you're having sex with, you're breaking it off with her today, because she is outside of God's will. And if she's abusive on top of that, she doesn't love you. Because I already read 1 Corinthians 13, and abuse is not love, because love is never violent. Amen. So read 1 Corinthians 13. Secondly, if you're married and he's abusive, which means he's emotionally or verbally abusive, then you have been called to stand. Ephesians 6, starting with verse 10, talks about after you've done all that you can do to stand, just stand. Amen. Stand firm in the Lord. Stand on the word of God. Stand knowing that God's not going to put any more on you than you can handle. And just when you feel like you've had enough, just when you feel like you can't make it, God has already provided a way out. So if nobody's hitting you, if nobody's choking you or punching you, and you're married, then you're called to stand. If he's withholding his body, which is really your body, from you, if he's not doing his marital duties, if he's withholding his love and his affection from you, girlfriend, stand. God's going to take care of him. God will deal with him. Amen. And either he's going to straighten up and fly right or be pruned, which is ship out. Amen. You don't have to leave him. You don't have to divorce him. You don't have to threaten him. You pray. You get your relationship right with God. You stay in God's face. God will take care of it. If you really want the man, God will make it a way for you to have him. But guess what? If you pray, you say, God, I want my husband, and he's not treating you right, then God will give you your husband, but God cannot fix that man against his will. Amen. God can change his heart, but the man has to have a willing heart. Like Pharaoh, God knew that Pharaoh's heart would be continually hardened, and that's why God allowed Pharaoh to suffer so much, because he had a hard heart. So sometimes we just have to say, Lord, let your will be done. Whatever your will is, God, is acceptable to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants you to be married forever. So if there's a way that marriage can be fixed, believe me, it will be fixed. Now, if he's a fool and he wants to put his hand on you and he's your husband, God, then you have to remove yourself. Not divorce. I'm not advocating divorce. Remove yourself and get to a safe place. Amen. So I just want to make sure that teaching was set properly before I move on. Abusive relationship is not God's best for you. An abusive relationship is not God's best for you. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come so that you might have life, and that life to the fullest. Life more abundantly. The best life ever. A life filled with peace and joy and love and prosperity in every area of your life, including your relationships and your marriage. Amen? Amen and praise God. So now we're going to move, and I want to welcome guest 149. God bless you. And everybody that just tuned in, if you missed the first 45 minutes of the program, go back and listen. blogtalkradio.com/power. As a matter of fact, if you're in an abusive relationship, listen to this thing until you get it in your spirit. You're better than that. Amen. You're better than that. And I know this is one of those days when the voice of the prophet is speaking out and people are listening. You may not call in. You may not even be Christian, but you needed to hear this. So you're listening, and that's because God called you here to listen to what he wanted to say to you today. Amen. You may be atheist and may not even believe in God, but I declare that after you listen today, you will believe in God, and you will believe that God sent me just for you today, to get you up out of that low the bar level of living, that low level of living, to bring you up and put you on the pedestal that you belong on. Amen. God honors you. And any man that you're in relationship with has to honor you. Amen. Now, another thing that we talked about on Tuesday was what makes a good wife. So you might be allowing yourself to be abused and misused because you don't think that you're worthy. You don't think that you're a good wife. So you figure, well, you know, I'm not that great anyway, so I might as well go ahead and receive this type of treatment from my spouse. Or maybe I should go ahead and marry him anyway because he's my last chance. Or I can't do any better because all of my relationships have been bad. So if this is your thought process, then you're not a good wife yet. You're not a good wife. What makes a good wife can be found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and it's just one verse that I want to share with you as to what makes a good wife. As I'm turning, stay with me. Don't you dare tune out, because you have to know who you are. Again, you have to know that you are worthy of love, honor, and respect as a wife. Listen, you're not supposed to just be somebody's bedmate. You were created to be a helpmeet. You were created to be a wife. Amen. You were created to be the crown on your husband's head. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. This is what makes a good wife. Listen closely. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Amen. So there you have it. That's what makes a good wife. A woman who fears the Lord. Now, fear. This is not, I got to be scared of God. No, this is a reverence for the Lord. I love the Lord. Therefore, I walk according to his statutes. Therefore, because I love God, I want to be the best woman that I can be for God. A good wife is someone who says, whether or not my husband does right by me, without outside of abuse, because we already clarified that, whether or not he loves me, whether or not my husband protects me, whether or not he's the man of God that he's supposed to be, whether or not my husband abides by the rules of marriage, I'm still going to do what God has called me to do. I have to add this because so many women say, well, my husband is not doing his part. Why should I do what I'm supposed to do? He's not loving on me. Why should I give my body to him? He's not taking care of me. Why should I take care of our house? Why should I be a good wife? Why should I work hard to be a good wife and he's not working hard to be a good husband? The answer to that is right there in that verse in Proverbs 31, verse 30. Because you are a woman who reverences the Lord. You are already a good thing. You're already a good wife when you're this type of woman. He does not make you a good wife. What he does or does not determine your value as a wife. Listen, in the last 8 minutes, I just want to say to you, if you are in a marriage with a man and he's not doing his part and he's not putting his hands on you, you are still called to be a woman who fears the Lord, a woman who reverences God enough to say, God, for you I live and for you I die. No matter what people do to me, no matter how this man is acting like a fool, as long as he doesn't put his hands on me, I'm going to continue to be a wife, which brings you honor. I'm going to continue to be a good wife, even if we're separated because he's abusive. I'm not going to go out there and lay up with somebody else. I'm not going to go out there looking for me another husband. I'm going to continue to love my husband from a distance and be a good wife to him. Amen. So we have to understand, and it may get confusing, but God will lead you. Let the Lord lead you. God will lead you as to where the line is to be drawn in that relationship with your husband. Amen. Your body is not your body. It belongs to your husband. So you have certain wifely duties that have to be upheld no matter what. No matter what. So we have to realize that as long as you seek God's face, as long as you seek to do his will, as long as you put God first, as long as you let your adorning be not only outward but inward, a gentle and contrite spirit, as long as you take care of your household and be that Proverbs 31 woman, read that whole section of Proverbs 31, then you are a woman who praises and fears the Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. You are a good wife. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, our hour is gone. We have 6 minutes. The phone lines are open if you need prayer, if you have a question for me. You can call in 646 652-4832. We only have 6 minutes. Amen. I thank all of you in the chat room for being with me today, and I also thank everybody who's streaming, amen, for tuning in to hear what God has to say in your life for this moment. Ultimately, what God wants to say is that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for you, so that you could come up out of bondage. Jesus Christ, when you receive him in your life, when you receive Jesus, you receive the power over Satan, sin, sickness, and death. So it's Satan who comes to steal your joy, who comes to destroy you, who comes to kill your worship, to kill your future, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your self-esteem, to make you feel like you're not worthy of the love of a good man. But Jesus came to counteract everything that the devil has done in your life, everything that Satan has tried to do in your life. And some of you were hurt when you were little girls. Some of you were jilted. Some of you were left standing at the altar. Some of you found out that you were dealing with somebody else's guy, and you didn't even know about it. The man that you loved was married, or the man that you loved was a homosexual person who was caught up in homosexuality. And you were heartbroken, and you somehow were made to believe. The devil came to lie to you, to deceive you, to make you believe that that was it for you, that now you might as well settle for less. You might as well settle for somebody hitting you upside your head every once in a while. He's not doing it all the time, only when he gets mad, only when you make him angry. Well, the devil is a liar, because you deserve better than that. You're worth more than rubies. You deserve better than that. Don't settle. I came to say that today to you. Do not settle for less. Seek the Lord's face day and night, morning, noon, and even throughout the whole night as you sleep. And let God be your guide. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to the better life that God has already ordained for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you receive it today. I pray that you receive it today. Amen. I pray that this is going to, I declare and decree that this is going to get you up out of that relationship with that man who's trying to marry you, and he's already hit you. I decree that this is going to help you to know that your husband and his craziness does not make you a lesser woman. In this last segment, and I'm going to pick this up next week, but there's a woman in the Bible, her name was Leah, and she wasn't that pretty, and she fell in love with Jacob. And Jacob took Leah and Rachel, Leah's sister, to be his wife, both of them. Genesis 29:16, the story begins. And Leah was not that attractive, but Rachel was beautiful. And for her whole life after she married Jacob, Leah contended with Rachel for the love of her husband. She contended with another woman for the love of her husband. And so many of us are caught up in that, where we are contending with another woman for the love of our husband. So much so that we would do anything for that man, even though he has shown us that he cannot love us like we deserve to be loved. And Leah had baby after baby after baby. She had 6 sons and a daughter for Jacob. And when she had her 4th son, she said, "And now I will praise the Lord." And she stopped having kids for a little while. But the thing about it, she came to she had a rhema moment where she realized that praising God was the thing that she was supposed to be doing, and not worshiping that man. We're supposed to praise God and not worship man. We're supposed to worship God and not man. So when she said, "Now I will praise the Lord," she named that baby Judah, and she stopped having kids. But somewhere along the line, she got it twisted again, and she had 3 more babies for Jacob, and again it became about Jacob. "Now I had a 5th son for Jacob, and I given him a 6th son. And Jacob still was all into Rachel, because he never got into Leah the way that she deserved to be gotten into. He never cleaved to her the way that she deserved to be cleaved to as his wife. And that whole story gives us the whole mandate. It gives us an example that no matter what we do, for some people, it will never be enough. The best thing that you can do, woman of God, if you're caught up in this type of relationship, is go ahead and do a Judah. Go ahead and praise God. Amen. Yet will I praise him. This man doesn't know the value that I have in me, but yet will I praise him. He doesn't know that he has a good thing, but yet will I praise him. I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and I deserve the love of a good man. And this man is acting like a fool, but yet will I praise him. When you get a yet will I praise him, when you get a sacrificial praise on your lips, when you get a tola, which is a praise of sacrifice on your lips, then you will receive the honor and the glory that's due to you and is coming from the Lord. Amen. God will shower you with his blessings, and you will be happy all the day, even though the people that you love the most are not treating you right. Amen. And God will bless you. God will bless you. Amen and praise God. I'm signing out. This is Pastor Rebecca. I'm praying for you. Pray for me as I go forward in this ministry. Amen. Be blessed to the Lord. Know that you're better than that. Only the best will do for you. Amen. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, and even you too, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we. Pastor Anthony and myself here at Power in the Word. Peace. And God bless you.